sagt später da mit der Herr auf Kehr bin sein. Lo ich hab er bab. Aber man hat so bei Bahn im Obeka. Somebody who chops some wood off an olive tree during the year is fit. He shouldn't cover up part of the tree where the wood was chopped off from with dirt. Because by putting dirt there, he's benefiting and improving the tree, which is forbidden during the year of Shvi'a. Instead, he should cover it up with stones or with straw. Stones or straw doesn't improve the tree. It just helps so that the tree shouldn't dry up because of the wood that was chopped from it. HaKoyteitz Koresh Shikma. Lo Yichapeu Bof. Avu Mechatuhu Ba'avonim Obekash. Somebody who cuts off the trunk of a sycamore tree during the year of Shvi'a. He shouldn't cover up the stump of the tree with earth, because the earth will improve the stump so that when it regrows, it will grow better. So that's an avoda which is also on spheres. Instead, you should just cover it up with stones or with straw. That stones or straw will not improve it. It just will help that it wouldn't dry out. It is forbidden to cut down a virgin sycamore tree during the year of spheres, because this will be considered an avoda which is forbidden on spheres. As a sycamore tree would be cut down one time, and that way when it regrows, it will regrow much better. So a sycamore tree that has not yet been cut down is called a Vesula Shikma, a virgin sycamore tree. And you can't cut down a Vesula Shikma on spheres because that's an avoda. And that's what they used to do. They would cut down a sycamore tree the first time so that it would regrow in a better way. So this would be forbidden during the year of spheres. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kidarka Asa. Rabbi Huda said, you're not allowed to cut down a Basula Shikma in the normal way on Shvius. But if you do it differently than the normal way, then it would not be an Avoda and it would be Mutar on Shvius. If you cut it off more than 10 Tfachim above the ground, that's not the normal way to cut it, and that would be Mutar on Shvius. Or if you cut it down right next to the ground, that also is not the normal way to do it, and it would be Mutar on Shvius. And the normal way to cut down the Basula Shikma is above ground, not right down next to the ground, but less than 10 tefachim above the ground. So therefore, if you do it right next to the ground, or 10 tefachim above the ground, it would be mutter. Somebody who cuts off the ends of vines during the year of Shvi'ah, or he cuts reeds during the year of Shvi'ah, and he does so that the vines will grow better and thicker, or that the reeds will grow better and thicker. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili Omer Yarchik Tefer. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili says, when you cut the vines or the reeds, you can't cut them next to the ground, because that would look like an avoda, which is also on Shvi'ah. Instead, you have to cut them a tefach above the ground. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kaitis Kedarka Bekardom Obamako Uvamagera Uvahomash Yirtum. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva said, you can cut them in the normal way during the year of Shvi'ah. It does not look like an avoda. And you can do so with any tool you want. You can cut it with an axe or a sickle, or a saw, or any other tool that you choose. Elon Shanifsha, a tree that the bark has partially split off. Kaitronaisavi Shvi'ah. You're allowed to tie the bark to the tree during the year of Shvi'ah. Lo Shayala, Ella Shaloyosef. You can't tie the bark to the tree in such a way that it will reattach itself, but that would be an avoda, which is also during Shvi'ah. Instead, you can tie it in such a way that it shouldn't split off any more than it already did. And since you're only tying it so it shouldn't get worse than it is, that would not be an avoda, and it would be mutter on spheres.